But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig. I have been so incredibly giving and benevolent and open about a particular struggle that I've gone through. And that is battling rodents getting in my engine compartment during winter time and chewing through wires.
Oh, yeah.
And causing massive damage. I've got one vehicle that the power steering rack is out because they chewed through the cable one side to the other.
Wow.
Yeah. I had another car that was repaired to the tune of, I think it was $1,800 just to chewing through wires.
Dang.
I know. It's one of the worst deals that we've ever had.
Are these all cars that are left outside, or do they get in the garage?
Yeah, garage, no work. Garage for box. Not for car.
So they're living in your cars for warmth.
Yeah, that's what the rodents do, of course. In the wintertime, you park your car outside. They're like, hey, free heat. So they get up in there, and they like the closed hood, too, because it protects them from predators. And so they'll, while they're in there, they're like, well, I'll sharpen my teeth a little bit. Why not?
Chew on these wires.
Yeah. And they have no concept of, these are coil wires. We shouldn't do that. Or, hey, you know what? I really shouldn't knock out this guy's ABS unit right now. They don't think that way, George. We haven't trained our rodents to be compassionate.
They don't know that our vehicles are rolling computers.
Right. They don't get it. And so they'll rip through your system, and then they'll charge you a lot of money at the garage to fix those things. So I've taken countermeasures. Do you guys remember some of the countermeasures that I've gone through?
Rat traps on top of your wheels?
No, but that's not a bad idea, Giorgio, because that is where they crawl up.
Yeah. Rat poison in your engine block?
No, I don't think you can do that. I've never heard of anyone doing that, putting rat poison in there. Because what if it somehow just starts blowing into the engine compartment through the AC unit when you turn on your AC and you're blowing.
Hey, you're driving along,
petrified.
You just drift into the
right
to the ditch.
No, what I did, and I wonder if it works. I don't know if it works, but they've got me doing it. I think it was a theory that was created by Big Peppermint, because if you spray peppermint oil all over your wires and your engine compartment, they are so sensitive, their sense of smell is they don't like chewing on things with that. It burns their mouth. So
rats don't like peppermint.
That's what Big Peppermint tells me in order to sell me big, huge gallons of peppermint oil. So I've tried that. Not sure if it works. The other thing that P1's recommended to me, which I started doing because this is our first big cold snap of the season. At least it feels like it to me. So I've taken a P1's advice, park the car, leave the hood up near a light source. Because they don't like the light. They want to hide in the dark at night. And they don't like the engine compartment up because that makes them feel exposed. And it also dissipates the heat faster.
It makes you look wheels off, though, with your hood up.
Dude, it makes me look so wheels off. I look out there all the time and think, God, looks like I'm having car problems. I did it the other day. I was like, and this is on a car that I haven't had any rodent damage done. It's a car I want to protect.
Okay.
So I opened up the hood and left it out there for a day. And I came back, and a squirrel had built his nest inside the open hood of the car.
So the squirrel's like, wow, open hood. Oh,
hey, no. Look, free new home. So I cannot win.
No, you can't win.
I can't win. So now I'm going to go back to just closing the hood. Because if I'm going to have animals that'll chew up things in there anyway, I'd much rather not look like I'm wheels off all the time and have to constantly open the hood and close it every time I use the car.
Right.
Wow. So I'm just at a loss, and you guys are so lucky you haven't dealt with this problem.
No, I leave my truck out in the garage and or out in the driveway, and I don't have this. I've never had that problem.
I don't know what it is. But, well, I also think I live near a little bit more wilderness than you. Even though you live out in the country, it's kind of a little counterintuitive.
I am around cattle daily.
You're around cattle, but I don't think that there's woods right next to your driveway.
Yeah, kind of.
Right next to you have acres of wooded area.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of. I'm going to get on and look at the aerial shots of your home now.
What's that address again?
No.
Check that out.
I don't understand. Kind of. Either you do or you don't.
Briar.
You live on two Briar?
Nice. Uh-huh. You got a pool over there?
Yeah, we got a pool. I got a pond, too. Pond probably better for you.
So, yeah. So, I've been battling. They'll get in there, and they'll also, they just use the bathroom where they sleep.
Yeah.
I know. It's gross. Do we need rodents? Do we need rats and mice? Or are they...
Well, I'm trying to think. What all they do is provide food for other predators that you don't really want around your house either.
Right.
So what service are they providing?
I always get this argument when I say that we should eradicate the earth of mosquitoes. If I could get rid of one thing, it would be mosquitoes. No, you can't do that to the fragile ecosystem. They're part of the food chain. And I'm like, well, really? Okay, bats eat mosquitoes, but maybe they could figure out something else.
Yeah, the only reason that bats are good is because they eat mosquitoes.
Right.
So if the bats go away, what are we going to lose then?
And over the course of the millions and millions of years, we have lost a lot of animals in the food chain, and we're okay.
Until we aren't.
Right.
But didn't I don't they, think... Didn't they say, like, what's the stat? It's like 99% of all species that have ever lived... no longer exist.
I think that's right.
And the ones that we do have, that we've had in our lifetime, those are going down. Insect populations going way down.
Seems like the mosquitoes are going up.
I know. So that's all that's left is the mosquitoes.
And the rats, and the rats that terrorize you.
Squirrels.
Oh, they're so annoying. You got to see this one vehicle I have, because I have a bunch of different broken down cars. Because I like broken down cars.
Situation.
I know.
It's messed up.
I know. But they have nibbled on just about everything in that engine compartment. So it looks like someone has shot the engine with birdshot. Everything has a few little holes in it.
What do you think? Every you have rubber- rats in your house? Or are they coming from the field?
No, they're coming from the field. These are outdoor rats.
That's what you think.
Yes. I even opened up that car one time and watched the little mouse or rat scurry from one side of the compartment to the other. He had a few different homes that he had inside there. Every time I'd spray one area, he'd run to the other. It's so obnoxious. All right. I do have another word of the year for you guys.
Okay.
Do you remember the last one we talked about at length?
I thought it was 6-7.
6-7 was named by dictionary.com as the word of the year. But other dictionaries name other words.
Okay.
Oxford University Press, which publishes Oxford English Dictionary, they've named rage bait as the word of the year.
There's no way that's a word.
Is that one word or two?
They write it as two words.
Okay.
Rage bait. And that's, everyone knows what rage bait is. But if you don't, it's online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive.
Which is all online content these days.
Yeah. It's going to make somebody mad.
It's clickbait with an edge. So another one that was named this year by, I can't figure out who did this one, Macquarie, they named AI slop as the word of the year. Cambridge, well, they're all fancy, they named parasocial. They're a little bit more analytical about these other terms.
What is AI slop? Is that bad content AI produces?
Right. Just stuff that AI just generates out there that's just flooding the internet. And I'm telling you, it's almost gotten unusable to me now.
Yeah. I know it.
I mean, I sit around researching old cars and all this, and then, and like, it is so hard to get real content on anything anymore.
Yeah.
So AI slop, and then last year's word of the year by, I think, Oxford was brain rot. Brain rot. Collins Dictionary. Jesus.
Yeah, I got my own dictionary, man.
Well, that's Collinsworth. They named vibe coding as the word of the year. And then the other two finalists for Oxford were biohack and aura farming. Aura farming. You guys know that one?
That's where
it's the cultivation of an impressive, attractive, or charismatic person or public image by behaving or presenting oneself in a way intended subtly to convey an air of confidence, coolness, or mystique. So he's just on there online aura farming.
You're working on your own aura.
Right, right. You're farming it. Making it better. But anyway, so they say that they, being Oxford, rage bait word of the year.
Okay.
And notice these are all around not life, the meat-based life that we walk around and interact with real objects. It's all about our life online.
Right.
Which is, I guess, where life is moving.
That's where life is.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEX.